Hello and welcome back to That European Site. We're continuing with our national final interviews and we're off to Portugal now for Festival da Canção. I'm joined today by Peculiar. How are you doing today?
Hi, Daniel. Thank you so much. I'm good. It's been a little bit weird, like in Portugal. My career is not that big yet, so I'm not used to get like that much attention. And all of a sudden, the music come out, and you have like all the reacts and comments and people sending messages and everything. So it's being like really cool to see that and to have that experience. And I'm very happy for it.
So, how does it feel to have been selected to take part in this show because of your music and to be recognized by such a like a big presence in Portugal in such a big way?
It's funny because actually the song that I'm participating with, I've already submitted last year for like the free I don't know how you call it, like the so you have a couple authors that are invited and the rest is like from free submission. I don't know how you call it. Yeah, so I tried last year to participate in Festival da Canção 2024 with this song. And it wasn't selected. And this year, like they invited me. And because I'm stubborn, I went with the same song. But I really believe in it. And I think it like it's sounding great. So it's like a really funny experience because you have like that little story about it. And also, this is like a very big opportunity here in terms of like being presented to the whole country and to people outside, like internationally. And there's a big history between like Portugal and Festival da Canção, like even with like our political history in it as well. And there's a lot of like important musicians, not just music wise, but like politically wise, that like changed the shape of our country, let's say like that. And I really admire them. Like one of them is called Zeca Afonso. And to be in the same list as them is like really important and really captivating for me. So I'm super happy for it.
So what was it that made you start producing music for yourself? What was it that made you write that first song?
Initially, I've been like introduced to music since a young age, not like in the typical way. I think like most people are introduced to music by their father and mother, but my mom and my dad actually only listen to songs when they're like on the radio and they're going to work. So actually, like I started with like choir, like when I was younger, and then at a certain point in my life, I entered the conservatorium. So I did like all that classical training. Music, but it wasn't really my thing because there's like it's very specific for classical music, and what I liked was not like classical music, as you can imagine. Like most like 10, 15 years old, like are not like very into classical music. And then one time I was here in Portugal. When you go to high school, you choose like a specific area. So you have like four. You can choose sciences, humanities, arts, or economy. And because like a lot of people told me it was the area that gave like more opportunities in terms of what you wanted to pursue then in college, I went to sciences, but I actually hated it because my brain was not like connected to working that way. Like I'm not a big fan of like biology or like physics, mathematics, like nothing like that. So like that first year that I was in high school, I was very distracted and very unmotivated because like I felt no matter how hard I tried to learn the subjects and everything, I just couldn't get good grades, and that's like really unmotivating. So I started just like being in classes and making structures with like school material, you know, like with the pens and the rubbers and everything. And another thing that I started doing was like just writing lyrics. So the first thing that happened was like I had this song in my mind, you know, like the song All I Want from Codaline. Yeah, I really like that song, and that was like the beginning of me discovering my specific like music genres that I liked. So I had the melody in my head, and I actually thought it was mine because, like, I was in the middle of the class, and all of a sudden, like, it just popped up in my mind. So I started writing the lyrics in English. And all of a sudden, when I got home, I was like, oh my God, I made this song. Like, I'm so happy. And then, like, after some days, I understood, like, wait, this song already exists. So it was like the first song that I wrote wasn't actually mine. It was already like made for someone else. I just like wrote different lyrics, but it was like a really fulfilling experience when you like look at something that didn't exist before and that you created. Like, there's a feeling of like
Yeah.
almost a little bit like father and son, you know, but like with this song. So from then on, like, I already knew I really like to sing. So from then on, when I understood like I could write like music, it just like made sense for me. And since then, I've been like writing my songs, producing, and evolving in that sense, and growing up like musically, I think.
So, how did you land on the type of music you make now, which and how would you describe that kind of music?
It's actually a really hard question to answer, because like a lot of times when you're like hanging out with someone and like they find out you make music, they ask you, oh, so what type of music do you make? And like I don't think I can cut like place my music into like hip hop or like pop or like R&B, because it has like this mix between, I would say, like elements in traditional Portuguese music, and a lot of that feeling and emotional connection, and then mixed with the more modern and like urban production and structure of songs as well. So I would say it would be like a kind of I don't know, in Portuguese we'd say revivalism, so like a revival of like old like cultural music, but with a new approach to it. Actually, that it's a thing that's happening in Portugal a lot. Like a lot of other artists like inspire themselves in different like types of music from like throughout Portugal, because we have like different regional types of music, and also a lot of like artists from the past. And I think it's really fun because it's a way of connecting with our culture and like just renovating our history and our music, and still being connected to our country. Because I think after, so we went to a period, I don't know how much you know about Portugal, so I'm just going to share it here. Like, we went to a period of like a dictatorship, and after, like, during that period, we were blocked off the entire like European Union and like all of the world. So people were really hungry for like knowing what's going on out there, and like the trends, and what are people wearing, people listening to. So when that finally ended, like, I think a lot of like rock music and like hip hop music and a lot of things that were happening outside influenced like the people in Portugal. So we started making a lot of music, either in English or like English music, like that's like from English origins, but just like in Portuguese. And I think now we are having a switch where we actually like distancing ourselves from the things that are happening outside and focusing ourselves on what's happening inside. And I think that's really beautiful and really refreshing, like, for our musical scene in Portugal.
And how did you land on the name Peculiar to be releasing music under?
I think that's really connected with the message that I really try to convey, like, in almost, I think, all of my songs, inclusive in Adamastor. I think Culiar is the right balance between something that it's authentic but also original. So something that's uniquely yours, but at the same time differentiates you from like other people. And during my childhood and my growing up, I always had a little bit of a hard time to integrate in like large groups of people, and like finding, I would say, like my people, because I'm from a small town, like, it's not a small town, but it feels like it, in south of Portugal, called Faro. And I just couldn't find like people that had the same interest as me and everything, so I felt a little bit like disconnected. And I saw a lot of people like around me that I felt like had their uniqueness about them as well, and they kind of blended with the other people in order to become part of the group. And I really think like we should try and search for people that we connect with and not try to blend ourselves so we can connect with other people, you know? So I think like there's people that are made for us in the world, and like of course we all like people we will become friends with. We just need to spend a little time searching. And I don't think like we should how do you say, erase these little things about us, because like I think those things are like what make you special. Like I really believe, for example, your friends should say, oh, like this thing that's like so Daniel, you know, like he really does this thing. And I think those things are like the beautiful things about like every person. So I really try to encourage, like throughout my songs, people like to be themselves and to not have shame in what they are and what they think and their opinions. So yeah, that's it.
More on your song Adamashtar now. What is the meaning behind the song, and what was the process behind writing it?
You know the little voice on your head that says sometimes when you're like want to do something, it's like don't do it, you know, like you're not gonna make it, or like you're not good enough, something like that. Like, and at the end of the day, that voice, like you feel like it's there to protect you, but it actually cuts your legs a lot of times and like doesn't enable you to do the things that you really like want to do and want to achieve. So Adamastor is really like, I would say, you singing your lungs out loud to that voice so you can like become free of it. So it's like all the insecurities, all the fears we have inside of us, just having the courage to face them and to grow like and to be bigger than them and just like move forward and face all of those challenges, all of those challenges that you have in life. And the process was actually really funny because I didn't understand what the song was about until another person listened to the song and told me. It's the first time that ever happened in my process of like writing songs. Like you hearing the interpretation of another person, and it makes more sense than the thing you were thinking of when you were writing it. So it was like a really funny realization, like, oh, this song is actually about this. Even though like when I was thinking initially of writing it, this is not what I was like thinking of. And I think that's a really beautiful part of the music. It's like the interpretation of like you or my interpretation can be totally different, but like they can both make sense. And I think that's like one of the reasons like music is so powerful, because we all find a way to connect with like a song or like a specific type of music. And it was like a really, really funny thing. Even the name, like I was not thinking of the name initially. Adamastor is basically a creature, like from a mythological creature from like Portuguese history. And this creature would kill all the sailors that was traveling like to this certain part of Africa. So like the whole language of the song is very related with the sea and with like sailing and with like the wind and everything. So it like pointed to that, but like I was in my mind and I was thinking of calling the song Devil, and it was like actually my girlfriend that told me, oh, but this song talks about this thing. And I was like, oh yeah. And she's like, you should name it the Demastor. And I was like, oh, okay, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. So it was like a funny story behind it.
And I think you've touched already on Zé Carfonte. Is there any other Portuguese artists or other creatives that really inspire you?
I think the whole movement that happened during the dictatorship, like in the 25th of April, we have a name. It's called Música de Intervenção, so intervention music. And basically, I think it really inspires me because you have things written in like in such a poetic and beautiful way, but the meaning of them is not what it's like just in your face. It has a whole like more deep and profound meaning, because basically in that time you had like a censorship, so you couldn't write anything that went against the state. So they had to find a way to spread a message through the people, but that wouldn't be understandable for like the rest of the state and the policemen that were watching. So I think all of that like sonority and like they're really based on like classical guitar and the voice. I don't know why, but that really touches with me, like that really resonates with me and inspires me like in terms of like melodies. And also because like I went to the conservatory, I have this connection with like the classical guitar. I never felt much like comfortable in like electric guitar, acoustic guitar. For me, it's like really the classical guitar. Even so, I have like the longer nails in this hand than in this hand, so like I can play. So I would say like Zeca Afonso, Sérgio Godinho, José Mário Branco, all of those people like really inspired me in terms of like traditional Portuguese music. And then you have like the whole modern like mixing the old ways with the new ways. For example, we have artists that do that like in a beautiful way, like Rosalía, like Stromae, like C. Tangana, even like Mahmoud from Italy. I really feel that like you have like this sense of like you have the voice of that country, the voice of that culture, but at the same time it's something like from 2025 or 2024, and I don't know, it feels re really refreshing.
And if people are just learning about you now, and this is the first song of yours that they're hearing, and they really like it, which song would you say is the starting point to listen to the rest of all of your songs?
That's actually I never thought of that question actually before, because like so besides this song I already have like five songs out. I would say it would be good to listen to the song that I did previous to this one. It's called Mão Morta, so Dead Hand, because this is all a base of like the second EP I'm releasing right now. It's called I'm going to say it in Portuguese now, translate E no sétimo dia Deus criou, so in the seventh day God created. And it's basically like this little tales about this little characters of like Portuguese mythology. And I think it would make a lot of sense like if you hear that song and then listen to Adamastor, because it kind of tells a story and the sonority is like in the same universe. But my EP before that as like I think a more relaxed way of spend like spreading the Portuguese culture, I would say. Like it's more based like on guitar and like more electronic elements, but has a more I wouldn't say the production is that heavy. Like in these new songs that I'm making, the production is a big part of it, because I thought it was needed to have more like impact and to be like things that people really felt like almost like a movie, you know, like when you're listening to Adamastor, the feeling that I really like that people have is like they're like almost watching a movie but with their ears, you know. So yeah, I would say maybe Mão Morta would be a good starting point.
And building ahead to Festival da Canção, do you know what? Obviously, you can't really give away much, but do you know yourself what your stage show is going to look like?
I can say that it will have a lot of movement without giving too much. I would say also as well, lights are going to be a really big part of the show, because of the rhythm of the song. Like it really asks for a heavy light show, and also the emulation of like how do you say it in English? Farol, a lighthouse, yeah, lighthouse. Because like the whole symbology behind the Adamastor, for me it's like the lighthouse, and the whole new meaning of the story that I created in my mind for it was like instead of just being this creature that is evil and just like destroys everyone that tries to pass through the cape, it's just this lighthouse that asks you for you to show yourself without fears, without any masks, like to his light. And if you're able to do that, if you have the courage to do that, it lets you go through. So I build up like that little analogy behind the meaning of the song. So the whole emulation of the lighthouse light, I think, is also a thing that I can give away about the performance. But besides that, I think it will fulfill like what the song is musically, you will feel it visually. So, this whole feeling of like being in a journey, being almost at sea and everything, I think you will feel that. At least we are working for that.
Hey, just finally, is there something just you would like to say to the people watching?
I would like to say hello. Like, it's really crazy for me to right now, for example, be talking to you and be connecting with people from so many different countries. It's actually a big part of my life and something that I really like to do. I've like throughout my life, I've done a lot of, I don't know if you know this, like youth exchanges, like from the Erasmus program. Yeah, like I've done like some of them, and for me it's really cool to just like be able to go to a new country and like meet like people from different nationalities there. So for example, the last one I did was like in France, and we were with people from Turkey, people with from Italy, from France, from Romania. So it was like really cool to just like learn new languages, learn like we have this thing that's called like cultural nights. So learn like new things about all these cultures. And I'm really happy like of being a part of Festival de Canção because it also has like all of this international feeling because of the Eurovision. And I'm really hoping that I give a performance worthy enough of going to the Eurovision because I would love to go there and like this time meet people like from different countries, but that are also making music and also like music, it's a big part of their lives. So we could connect and maybe like make some music and explore like the cultures of our countries. I think that would be really cool. So, like, I would say, like, hello, and I'm really happy to meet you all. And I hope you enjoy my music and my interpretation of what Portugal is, I would say.
Thank you very much, and best of luck for Festival de Canção.
Thank you so much, Daniel.
Thank you.